parents would have to go to an outreach to make their institution. Do you know what that means?
No.
It means that as Catholic, you're expected to receive the Eucharist once a year. That was the regulation of putting to receive Holy Communion. But it was supposed to be done in your own parish.
Between Ashgrove and St. Trinity Sunday.
Between Ashgrove and St. Trinity Sunday, a long time worthily. Mm-hmm. In other words, if the person had any grave sin, people think that he had to go to confession and communion. But in actual fact, it was a serious sin, though it was well recommended, both confession as well as receiving the Eucharist. But at some stage between Ash Wednesday and Trinity Sunday, which is 60 days after Easter, they had to present themselves in the parish church to make the institution. That was what it was called.
And did you just give it a normal mass?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So it wouldn't be normal.
Well, sometimes, very often in Corporate, you'd have normally a parish mission where you'd have the preachers coming from some, the Redemptorists or Maris or somebody, and very often people took advantage of that and made their Easter duty at that. Well, my father was an Easter duty man.
Was he?
He was, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, you might, we say pioneers now had what they call the general communion. Mm-hmm. We'd go to that. Other than that, and it was so hard for you to hear this.
No, it's great.
And he'd go into town, into probably the Redemptorists, I don't know where, for confession anyhow. And then he sat with him out there, and there was a general push from the house. And my father would be in the room, in his bedroom, and we would be quiet. If that's preparation communion taken in the palace with his institution, we couldn't shatter around anything. So he did his prayer set up and he went to bed. He got up the next morning and went to first mass. And so then I think he came home and prayed again. Oh, it was a big thing, you know. It was a chance, and this thing of when people didn't feel all worthy, you see, and that was from the Jansenistic tradition that came to Maynooth from France. And this very big thing of not being worthy, and you have to maybe earn the right to receive communion.
Yeah. And maybe you wouldn't get communion at first mass, you wouldn't get communion at second mass.
No, you wouldn't.
You were going to communion at
first mass.
And that was it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember there was consternation one time at the very because this ex-parishioner who was living in England, a woman came, she was home visiting her family, and she was a second mass, and then she walked up to the altar. The whole church was agog. And this one woman, and they're telling me the priest, sorry, did you open in? But no, he didn't get me. It wasn't, you see, you had to fast for midnight.
Yes.
And the German thing was, people walked maybe 2-3 miles, and
it would be too late in the day.
Later in the day, you could paint on the way, and so it was that.
You know, those old things that were done earlier. Do you remember when after a woman had a baby, she couldn't go out any place until she was charged to her father?
Mm-hmm.
The cleanser. If you like,
yeah.
After having the
baby. The unfortunate one.
Well,
it was a prayer. No, a prayer said,
you had to go up to the altar in front of everybody, take your candy with you, whatever, and get blessed. Mm-hmm.
They do the two altar boys and the candles and holy water. I never saw the formula of the written right, but I often wondered what it was, and so and so. Oh, did you see so and so? She was church.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't be able to receive communion.
What was the idea behind it,
that's whether I'm keen or
something else, you don't know. I mean, really, it's probably the men. Well, even they have to be church too. I have a sister-in-law, Owen's wife, and she did it for the first time, and she dug in her heels and said, that's it. And she said, it's something honourable to become a mother. She said, I'm not going to make feel as if I was doing something I shouldn't.